From Storyflow.
This is your daily audio brief.
Hey, it's Theo.
September 5th.
5 things in tech that mattered this morning. Let's start with the one that surprised me most.
Let's get into it.
First, from product growth. How to build effective product loops in Claude Code with Chief Arai and product officer at Job Nimbus, Tyler Folkman. Check out the conversation on Apple, Spotify, and YouTube.
Every action approved by your team bold. Build a complete design system from your code product faculty. Get $150 off their Hashburner IPM certification. Code our Hashburner's in 50 2024 context. Engineering 2025. Harness Engineering. As the founder of OpenCourse L.
Hoops are all the hype now. Customer.io sends smarter messages using your product data, Arizo Shipper AI agents, and features faster with fewer regressions. Victor, AI employee connected to 3K plus tools.
I've already written the web's deepest guide to loops for PMs.
Next. Second, from MT's life.
9/4, more agents colluding. Between obliterated Model Large V2, Scenix MT producing, HBM3, E-Core Fable 5.1, SB Energy's IPO filing, Cognition raising $1 billion, Gemini 3.8 Flash, Astra's recurrent depth technique, the DOJ support for model training, on copyrighted material, MuSpark 1.3, Bernie's ban artificial Sue.
Her Intelligence Act, daybreak for frontline defenders, NVIDIA's acquisition of Hugging Face, and of course, GPT-6 Astra.
It's been a huge week.
Happy Friday, monitors.
Be sure to monitor with us live on X and YouTube, and follow us on Instagram.
Up next.
Third, from GeekWire. Seattle Times sues Microsoft and OpenAI allegedly train their AI on its journalism.
Microsoft was sued Friday by the parent company of its hometown daily newspaper, the Seattle Times Co., which joined with Newsday to accuse the Redman tech giant and OpenAI of using their journalism to train artificial intelligence models.
Like a snake eating its own tail, Gen AI that is trained on painstakingly researched, expensive to produce content threatens to destroy the very news organizations by competing directly with them through AI-generated substitutive content, the suit says.
And then,
fourth, from Hackaday, parchment paper paired with 3D printed grid gives a nice glow.
I was pretty impressed by how the grid for the 64x64 RGB matrix just grew out of the slicer settings.
Instead of modeling a separate light blocking frame, the maker printed a flat square with a grid pattern infill and left the top and bottom layers at zero, letting the slicer carve the little walls automatically.
A bit of trial and error on the spacing was needed, but the result is a neat square pixel face that keeps each LED from bleeding into its neighbor.
The diffuser part is where the everyday kitchen hack shines. Commercial diffuser films and acrylic are fine, but they add cost and thickness. After testing plain white paper, wax paper, and a few other options, parchment paper turned out to be the sweet spot, thin enough to stay clear, opaque enough to smooth the light, and easy to cut and stick.
Putting it together is straightforward. Print the grid, lay the parchment over it, then seal everything with a clear plastic sheet. The whole stack sits on a simple Raspberry Pi mount, giving a clean, uniform glow without the usual hotspots.
It's a good reminder that sometimes the simplest material, just a roll of parchment, can solve a problem that would otherwise need a specialty component.
If you ever need a DIY diffuser for an LED panel, give this combo a try.
Next.
Fifth, from CNET News.
Google adds voice commands to Gmail, Docs and Keep for some users.
Google has begun rolling out beta voice features using Gemini 3.5 AI that allow you to have interactive conversations with its Gmail, Docs and Keep services.
That means users can issue voice commands to find information in Gmail emails, incorporate AI search results into their Keep notes, or start and organize a file in Docs without ever typing any text.
The features are in beta and are known collectively as Just Live, as in Gmail Live or Docs Live.
Up next.
Six, from XEA developers.
I can't replace these 4 free Windows tools, and they are better than any paid alternative.
Over nearly 21 years of using Windows, and over 4 years of using Windows 11 as my daily driver, I've developed numerous habits on the OS, and a lot of my workflow relies on some valuable tools that Microsoft gives away for free. That's it for today. Tomorrow morning, whatever the night brings.
Stay curious.
New here.
Grab your own free feed at storyflow.com. It only takes a few seconds.